The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Where's Scott?
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Where's
good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell. You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott,
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
In case you couldn't get enough of yesterday's Robert Scott Bell Show, where we actually tackle a topic that's never uttered in the old media, we talk about racism and racial issues. Liam Sheff and Richard Pearl joined me in studio, and we couldn't finish it in 1 hour, so we had to go to extra innings. Did you know that? Well, I've got it embedded in the links to today's show as well at robertscottbell.com. It also has a whole separate article. It's posted as a YouTube as well as a podcast. So it's only available at robertscottbell.com. So in case you missed the extra innings segment after the show yesterday, it's up there for your listening pain or pleasure, depending on your perspective. I was glad to be able to do that. Today on the show, of course, it is Friday. That means it is the healing revolution. Dr. Frank King will join me in a little while. We're going to talk a little bit about breast cancer, not just the awareness, but what to do about it. Also, how about PMS? How about menopause? How about breast cysts? All kinds of endocrine issues. So stay with me on that. Also, Jack Hunter, the Southern Avenger, is going to join me as well. Give me an update on Ron Paul and the campaign. He's the official campaign blogger now. And whoa. We've got some breaking news next hour with Liam Sheff, the investigative journalist. That's right. Whole Foods, Whole Pharma, the story, and the Komen race for the cut. We'll describe that a little while. But first and foremost, I want to start out with a letter I got, an email I got last night, someone who I've talked with before. Jen from Minnesota wrote me a nice email. She says, inspired to stand up for health freedom, got our story on the local news. And she has done a lot. We talked about homeopathic prophylaxis or homeoprophylaxis or preventing disease before. We've covered that on the show. But now she has been, of course, listening to the show on Natural News for a while. She says she's 3 months behind, but she's catching up. Just finished the month of June. I wasn't kidding when I'm hearing from you. We're trying to catch up. Slow down, Robert. No, I got to keep going. Maybe I'll take a break eventually, maybe around Christmas. We'll talk about that. But she was inspired by my passion for health freedom, and she decided to bring attention to a federal law that her family had recently become aware of in Minnesota that was affecting her in Minnesota. And she feels it goes directly against health freedom and parental rights. And you bet it does. And I've got the story linked up at the blog. Today's show notes, robertscottbell.com. If you aren't getting them every day, what are you waiting for? Go to naturalnewsradio.com. If you're there already, great. Put your email address in there. You'll be updated. You'll have stories like this in your inbox. They interviewed 11 schools prior to making their choice for their children. Had 4 pages of interview questions. I mean, they did their homework. Jen and her husband, way to go. And the school that they chose was only one of 11 schools that did not do a rotation of nuggets, burgers, and pizza on the menu. Imagine that. Additionally, they have an on-site chef who prepares meals versus the, you know, microwave boxes. The school even has a little garden patch where they grow some veggies that the children eat. I mean, so really, these parents really love their kids. They're willing to do whatever they can in this regard to take care for them. They even started occasionally purchasing raw milk direct from a local farm, as allowed by Minnesota law. Even if it wasn't, I would agree that you got to get it. The children love the milk so much that they don't want to stop drinking it. I know my son loves it too. My kids love it. Now, she did a lot of research and she's aware of the benefits of raw milk and of course the ethics of raw milk as well, small family farms. But when they were sending their kids to even this good school with good food, they were being served commercial milk, pasteurized commercial milk on site with their breakfast and snack and lunch. And evidently, they're basically refusing the parents' ability to send outside food into the school because of allergies. Oh my gosh, is there peanuts? No, we're not. We want raw milk there. We couldn't do that. Parents were not allowed to substitute anything but commercial organic milk. That means it's pasteurized. And you know, the organic milk is, yeah, it's a little cleaner than the other milk, but pasteurized milk from factory organic farms, not my favorite as well. So she purchased a purified bottle sealed fluoride toxin-free jug of water, brought it into the school. And guess what? She was told the water couldn't be served without a doctor's letter. So she got the homeopath to write a letter, you know, but why, you know, it's great. You need a letter from a doc. Why do you need a doctor's letter for that? Well, there's a USDA law that requires any school in Minnesota, probably in your state as well, that provides childcare or food with childcare. They're required to serve liquid fluid milk. Could be pus containing. It doesn't matter. The exceptions are made for children who fall under the Disability Act with true milk allergies. In that case, the pediatrician could say, okay, soy can be served. Yeah, GMO soy can be served. But you can't bring in organic raw milk. You know, unless, because if you're non-disabled, they have to be identical match to milk in terms of breakdown. X amount of calcium, riboflavin, potassium. Of course, they add in these synthetic vitamins, as we know. And so there's no known substitute that matches the USDA's breakdown. So hey, you're screwed. You want to feed your kids raw milk. You can't go to school in Minnesota. If they serve it, they have to have it. This is amazing. Do we live in a police state? Come on. Do we? You do in Minnesota because they won't license any daycare center or school, even private. And this is private, unless they follow the USDA guidelines. If there was ever a reason for the 10th Amendment, this is it. Nullify them. But we're going to have to rise up in the states in order to do that. So her kids are now being served the 2 glasses of milk twice a day. Of course, they're refusing it, which means that they're dumping out 24 glasses of milk each month and contaminating the water supply with this. And she even, Jen, you're amazing. You contacted the licensor of the school to discuss the matter. Listen, you can watch this story because the local news in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area actually covered it. She contacted her state legislature. They didn't hear back, but the media covered it. And they said, of course, this is a raw milk issue, but she's right. It's not a raw milk issue. This is a health freedom issue. This is a nutritional freedom issue. And they are not fighting with the law. They're asking questions that are not allowed to be asked. This is an amazing story. Jen Gorney in Minnesota, God bless you and your family for standing up for health, freedom, and liberty. And I know there's a lot more work to be done, but the fact that you're willing to do that out of the Chaska-Chanhassen area of Minnesota, it's a wonderful thing. I am inspired by you. You think you inspire, I inspire you, you inspire me that you would take this stand. And this shows you the idiocy. The idiocy of having federal laws about nutrition, the USDA limiting families to send their kids to little daycare centers that they would normally be able to provide good food, or in the case of the parents that care enough, would send the good food with them. They're prohibited from doing so. Washington, D.C. is telling the families in Chanhassen, Chaska, Minnesota, that they are not allowed to feed their children the way they want to. The bureaucracy. Come on. Who thinks this is sane and rational? Anybody out there? Anybody else got a story like this? Call me at 866-939-BELL and let me know. I'll get that on the air as well. 866-939-2355. Stunning information and revelations from the reporters out there in the field, the super moms, the warrior dads that are out there looking out for their kids in the way it was meant to be looked out for. And now we realize that the federal government is well, we realized it a long time ago, but there's a story like this, and you can watch it. The link is up in the show notes today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but I thought I'd play a little bit of this news report as they're interviewing Jen Gormley and the family. They're talking about the school and the laws. It's just stunning. You got to hear it for yourself.
Our hands are tied.
The Carver couple only serves their kids raw milk from a local farmer.
The main thing is that we wanted the healthiest option that was out there.
And their 2 and 4-year-olds go to Primrose School in Eden Prairie. The Gornies asked if the center would stop serving their kids pasteurized milk.
She went to a health care provider and she signed a letter saying that it was okay with her for our children to substitute water in place of milk.
But that isn't allowed according to USDA guidelines. The State Department of Human Services declined an interview but shared the law with us. Daycares providing meals must serve milk unless the child has an allergy. If they don't, the center could lose its license.
We feel limited in our abilities to provide the best option. For what we want our children exposed to.
The daycare has no choice. They have to pour the milk. But the Gorney kids don't drink it. So each day, 2 glasses are wasted for each kid. 1 for lunch and 1 for snack time.
You know, eye-opening to things that you just don't understand why certain things are forced upon institutions.
Jen Gorney's hands feel tied. Still, she's trying. She contacted her state senator, whose office is looking into the issue.
It turned out to be quite a bit more complicated than we anticipated.
In Carver, Jennifer Griswold, 5 Eyewitness News.
That's the amazing thing here. The federal government, this is corporatism, as you might know, the corporate welfare, the big farms, the factory farms, the dairy industry lives high on the Federal Reserve note hog, thanks to the U.S. taxpayer, and they got mandated into inclusion into all school systems, the USDA, the Federal Department of Education, all of these things. These federal, this is not right. This is not American. This is not what we should be looking to do. We need to undo that. We need to roll that back, because the families, you moms and dads out there like Jen in Minnesota, know what to do for the nutritional needs of your kids way more than any bureaucrat who has been lobbied to tell you that you need pus-filled, pasteurized, dead milk. And anything that doesn't meet up to the artificial constructs of fake vitamins, added minerals, is not worthy of consumption. I mean, no, it means it's competing with that which has lobbied itself into a special privileged place of mandated foodstuffs that aren't even food or fit for human consumption, in my opinion. That's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, to get this news. Thank you, Jen, for that email letter. I very much appreciate what you've done. We'll see if we can do some more with you on that. But I was not aware of the USDA mandate. I knew of the mandate, but I didn't know that in Minnesota you couldn't even get a license if you served any food without forcing these kids to drink this pasteurized USDA garbage milk, for which not fit for human consumption, in my opinion. Listen, we got to wrap it up this segment, but whoa, what a show have we got for you today. Jack Hunter, the Southern Avenger, is going to join me in just a moment with an update on the Ron Paul campaign. $8 million in the last quarter. Also, what's the update on assassinating U.S. citizens? We'll talk about that. Of course, Dr. Frank King joins me on the Healing Revolution in a moment. We'll talk about menopause and breast cancer and all kinds of stuff. Then we're breaking the story wide open. Whole Foods is not going to be happy. The Susan T. Komen Foundation Race for the Cut is not going to be happy. But if you really believe in preventing cancer, you're going to be happy with what we have to say right here today on the Healing Revolution on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. 424-1077. We're here to help.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Now welcoming back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, the busiest guy in politics and radio and media, it's Jack Hunter. He became the official campaign blogger for the Ron Paul campaign, and we love him dearly here. The Southern Avenger, Jack Hunter, joins me now.
Always good to be with you, Robert. How are you?
Doing well. I'm just glad we can catch you in between while you're catching your breath here. I appreciate you coming on board. You just came out with, on the Daily Caller, I just saw this, assassinating the Constitution. I've been outraged ever since this Al-Awlaki basically drone hit that now, of course, all Americans can be targeted. That, you know, listen, they're going to be targeting Amish farmers who basically promote raw milk. They'll be targeting dietary supplement companies next because, they're not in favor of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, which gives a lot of money to government. I mean, the precedent is set now. All bets are off.
That's exactly right. Everything you just said is true. This precedent, we don't know what the future is going to hold. What's the president going to say in 20 or 50 years about somebody they deem an enemy of the state? Are they going to get rid of their due process and do what they like? I think a more recent example that I think is useful for people to remember, do you remember Richard Jewell?
Oh, yes. And the Olympic Park bomber, supposedly, right? The alleged in Atlanta.
That's right.
I was on that park bench, Jack. Interesting that you bring that up. I was on that very park bench 24 hours before that bomb was placed there. Thankfully, I was not a suspect. Had nothing to do. My wife and I were just enjoying the Olympics.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, I didn't know that. That's pretty spooky. But you and many Americans remember that Richard Jewell, who was a security officer at the time, actually was a hero. He saw the pipe bomb that somebody else had placed there, a terrorist, if you will, and saved countless lives and people being injured. Well, the FBI decided during the investigation into that terrorist act at the 97 Olympics that Richard Jewell fit what they called a lone wolf profile. And they developed this theory that maybe he planted the bomb. This was leaked to the press, that he was considered a terrorist by many in the country. It got so out of control, Jay Leno was making jokes on The Tonight Show about he's not the Unabomber, he's the Unabubba, making fun of him being sort
of the Southern bad guy.
And so on. But the point is, the entire country had pretty much condemned this guy and believed him to be a terrorist. And he never went to trial. He was completely exonerated. He was apologized to, so on and so on. My point is, imagine if Richard Jewell, that whole thing had happened in a post 9/11 America. Now imagine American citizen of the state of Georgia, Richard Jewell, was in Yemen or Pakistan when the world was considering him a terrorist pretty much universally.
Yeah.
Would he have been treated like Al-Awlaki was treated? And I think that's a reasonable question. I dare say that this president probably would have taken him out just like he would have Al-Awlaki, thinking that he planted that pipe bomb. This is Al-Qaeda terrorist work. You see what I'm getting at? The precedent is that dangerous, where an innocent guy, a hero even, like Richard Jewell, probably would have been assassinated under the same circumstances.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, under Bush, which we were not big fans of here either, they detained people indefinitely. That was bad enough. Now you've upped the ante with Obama. It's like, well, we don't have the time to detain anybody. We're just going to take them out.
That's exactly right. The very concept, and this is what I write about the Daily Caller, of American law. Our Constitution reflects Greek democracy, the principles of the Roman Republic, the idea of due process going all the way back to the Magna Carta. The world at the time, when our founders developed the Constitution, considered it a crowning achievement of the West. It was not just a statement of law, but an affirmation of proper civilization. This is how civilized people act. Barack Obama, in making this order, putting out this hit on an American citizen, who by all accounts is every bit as bad as we should believe he is or was, is undermining the basic precepts and purpose of American law, which is to protect the citizen. That is revolutionary in a dangerous way. I mean, the founding fathers, the point of the Constitution was to protect us from the government doing these types of things, given their recent experience with King George III and, of course, 18th century England and the sort of tyranny that they saw there. It is astounding that this president has done even what George W. Bush didn't do. If George W. Bush imprisoned people without due process, this president is killing people without due process, American citizens, and is being applauded for it with few to little questions asked about it. That is damn scary, Robert. I'm sorry.
No, don't be apologizing. I mean, it is scary. And here, you know, where is the left screaming bloody murder as they did with George Bush when he was, as you said, just detaining them, which was bad enough without due process. And of course, Congressman Ron Paul, he came out very outspoken against this and raised these issues very eloquently and very much got backlash by those in the neoconservative camp as well as the neoliberal camp. Now, interestingly enough, Friday, Michael Savage, who you've been on his program many times, as have I, came out basically in favor of the killing. And then, to his credit, thought about it over the weekend and came back on Monday and said, listen, I was wrong. Ron Paul is right on this issue.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, Savage has always been an independent-minded conservative, which is why he's nice enough to let me and you on a show.
Exactly.
On occasion. But, and that's just another example of his independence of mind, something that he initially, and rightfully, by the way, I didn't like this guy. I don't want people inspiring terrorists and people to hurt my country. I would like to have tried him for treason and executed him, quite frankly. That's my position. But for Michael Savage to have that first impulse that, you know, it's good this guy's taken out, and then to think about it, the power we're giving the government, unprecedented, as I described earlier, for him to say, I agree with Ron Paul 100%, well, that shows you what a big man he is. I wish we had more thoughtful conservative voices out there like Michael Savage saying the same thing.
Yeah, I played that audio footage of him supporting Ron on the show this week. I was very pleased to hear that. It gave me some confidence that there are people getting the message and those that maybe have thought one way or look into reverse course. Now, another good news, on the good news horizon, the last quarter we're hearing Ron, they expected, the media was saying, oh, he may have raised around $5 million. Turns out, looks like Ron Paul raised over $8 million from over 100,000 small kind of, you know, real people donations, as opposed to something like Romney, where it's coming from Goldman Sachs.
That's right. Romney, you know, can raise $12 million, and it's about four people. Ron Paul, as you said, in the last quarter, raised an astounding, a perhaps record-breaking, depending on how you break down the actual donations, $8 million. That shows you how powerful that message is. People are fed up with big government in this country. They're fed up with presidents in both parties who can do what Bush did or what Obama's doing now, as we've described about civil liberties, and just the mountain of debt. I mean, our debt equals our GDP now, and everybody running for president and the current president represent the status quo. They represent more of the same. They're part of the problem. There's only one person that not only represents stepping away from the problem drastically, but has been criticizing the status quo consistently throughout his entire career, and I think that reflects in the donations he receives and the amount of people who are giving $20 or $30 or $5. It's just amazing. It's a great thing.
Well, each time they say, well, this time he's done for, because right, you said the last thing was like him coming out against the. It only raises awareness for this message. It only raises him more money, more people that go, hey, this guy is for real. He's not bending or wavering on anything. And so each time we see him coming up and more people are aligning themselves with this. Real quick, couple of minutes before I got to go as well as you for the next break. But the issue of the Wall Street sit-ins. Do they get that it's the Fed, it's the IMF, the World Bank, the fiat money, fractional reserve? Are we getting the message through to the Fed sit-in people or the Wall Street sit-in people?
I think some of them might understand the Fed issue somewhat, but the general narrative I see there is, I mean, it's socialist claptrap. You know, I read the list of demands for one of the websites associated with the Occupy Wall Street movement or sit-in or whatever you want to call it. but it basically read like the Communist Manifesto. They want free health care, free education, a living wage regardless of employment or a living. They just want you to give them stuff, basically.
Right,
pure
right.
Socialism.
This is the give me give me stuff sit in.
Excuse me?
This is the give me stuff sit in.
Yeah, I mean, the mood of the country right now is that we don't have any more money. The Tea Party people say, oh, they're running Washington, D.C. I wish that was the case, but it certainly indicates that the mood is out there is, hey, we don't have any money. Our government doesn't have any money. You can't keep taking our money. The idea of these Occupy Wall Street people think we should just get rid of the free market and capitalism altogether. I'm not talking about corporatism.
Yes.
They seem very anti-free market. And, that you know, we're just going to get free money. Hey, that's why they're having riots in places like Greece and these other places. That kind of stuff doesn't work, folks. You can occupy Wall Street all you want, but you know, if we don't have any money occupying our wallets, you pretty much have a moot point.
Well, I think, yeah, occupy the Fed would be more appropriate in this case, and you said it right, around Greece, around the world, where they've been giving away free money for years and established a full-on welfare state, you bred the dependents, and when they had to dry it up through austerity, then their people are going to go, hey, where's my food? Where's my everything? And half the people of America now evidently are receiving some form of welfare, and that's, to me, it's not as bad as the corporate welfare, but it's equally bad in the big scheme of things because you breed dependents, you're ending up with a disaster, and we're about to live through one.
That's exactly right. I couldn't have said it better, Robert. That's
all
right.
Right. Well, that's why we communicate. Jack Hunter, the Southern Avenger, official campaign blogger for Ron Paul for President campaign, who we support here on the air every day. It's always great to have you on board. Thank you for stopping by.
Always good to talk to you, Robert. You take care.
All right, check out Jack Hunter's article at robertscottbell.com. It is linked up at the Daily Caller. You can read on that. And when we come back from this break, the healing revolution continues with Dr. Frank King. Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Ladies with menopause, we've got your remedies coming up after the break. Stay with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind. And yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com. And you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
It's our favorite time of the week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You know it's Friday. That means it's the healing revolution. And that means Dr. Frank King returns. Dr. King, are you surviving? You just moved. Do you have boxes tumbling on your head? What's going on up there?
Oh, I tell you, you realize at 58,
yes,
I actually held up a lot better than the young guys that were helping me. But you do feel it at the end of the day. And that's why I love that sporting edge. Really is for weekend warriors and people that are doing some form of activity that their body's not used to.
Yes.
I tell you, that it just did miracles. Yeah, I woke up the next morning feeling great, no stiffness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a good thing. And about 4 or 5 days of moving from one home to another.
That's hard on any age. I tell you what.
Man, I just don't want to ever move again. My wife and I both made a commitment saying we want to live here the rest of our years.
You're done. Yeah. You know, I think about this too in terms of fitness, because you could be very fit, and I know you are. I work out and such, but I could get into moving and body. It's a whole different muscle set. You use a lot of low back, and I mean, there's a whole different realm of achiness and soreness when you're moving. Not just that physiologically, but even emotionally. It's a major stress.
Moving. Oh, it is. You know, when you do something new, it's not just being out of shape. I mean, we all need to be aware of not letting ourselves slip into that it can be a very slippery slope and easy to fall into sedated lifestyles.
Yep.
It's no good for anybody. But, you know, you got to be real careful because I think back, I was a boxer.
Yep.
And we would have, be going to gym, and we would have guys come out of basketball and football in peak shape, and they'd come in and get in the ring with us.
Yes.
And then they were, after the first round or two, they were done.
Yeah,
all because they were using new sets of muscles and new sets of, you know, activity. It changes your world.
Yeah, and Dr. King, I feel like you handed the boxing mantle down to me because I've taken it up later in life, and I'm enjoying it immensely, and it's an incredibly challenging level of fitness in there. You get in the ring for 3 minutes. Oh my gosh. You know, this morning I was actually and went there and started, just warmed up with 4 rounds of 3 minutes of jump rope. And I remember when I first started, I didn't have the coordination to jump rope a few years ago. And now I'm just doing around four, barely breaking a sweat, just warming up. And it's really nice. I feel really good, but it didn't happen overnight. So if somebody were starting up a regimen, got inspired by you or me I want to do this stuff, I would say having the Sporting Edge remedy with you would be a great idea.
It is, you know, and the more diversity you do in your fitness program, the healthier you're going to be. One set of, you know, I look back at the tennis players, you know, and you see these guys with one giant arm.
Yes, the Popeye arm.
Yeah, and one, you know, normal or smaller arm. And these are unilateral sports, and I always try to tell my patients, be careful of that. Mm. You know, it's all good. Tennis is fine. Racquetball is fine. It's all good. Then when I try to get them into handball, where you're using both arms And it's more what we call a bilateral sport versus a unilateral sport. And it really does keep your body in better balance. And that kind of diversity in all sports, you want to change it around. You don't want to get into routines. Then you get what we call repetitive motion problems.
Stress, injuries, inflammation, you're right. Now, in chiropractic, you talk a lot about cross-patterning, you know, the neurology of cross-patterning. And I think that it kind of gets to what you're utilizing or talking about. In there, you've worked with patients where you've seen the left and right hemispheres just not communicating right.
Yes, exactly. You know, when you're doing a bilateral sport, you know, those type of things are very important to stop what we call a problem called switching, where your nerves, when the messages go from the brain to the body and from the body back to the brain, there's a thing in the nervous system called desiccation. And they cross over from the right side to the left, and then from the left side to the right, wherever they started from. And this is, you'll see when you walk, when you're walking, it's opposite arm and opposite leg come forward.
Right.
Now, when you see, you know, severely impaired people with through maybe a form of retardation or trauma, and they walk not bilaterally, like that, but homolaterally, where the same leg and the same arm come forward at the same time, with their bodies are, you know, those messages are not desiccating or crossing over, and it does throw off our coordination and our ability to perform.
Yeah.
So these are something we've always did is teach people what we call cross crawl activity.
Cross crawl. I remember Dr. King. You know, doctor, it's so important. And my wife, you know, is a doctor of chiropractic as well. She retired to be Dr. Mom. The cross patterning you call the cross crawl. I learned that later in life when I went to my first chiropractor, if you will, years ago when I was swimming and learning. And I had no idea about how bilateral I had become. In other words, I was so focused on one side, even though I wasn't a tennis player per se. But there's a lot of people that don't know. They fall into those patterns and they lose that, what you call that desiccation.
Yes, and when you do, you lose your coordination, and you do create, you know, problems where your body, the messages are not communicating, whether that's to your muscles or even to your organs and glands, and your body gets confused or switched, as we called it. And so many times we have to work with our patients to get the body back communicating properly, both, like I said, through muscles as well as through our organs and glands for our inner health as well.
Yeah, so if we talk about recovery from injuries, of course, we've spent a lot of time on the Healing Revolution talking about Arnica, its many uses, your innovations even with Arnica for injuries, and even more comprehensive formulations that address so many aspects of injury. Another great thing I learned from doctors of chiropractic was the utilization of other healing energies, including homeopathy, like the cold laser therapy, these 635 nanometer wavelengths that can somehow heal tissue. So when people argue, oh, energy can't help you, it's like, just try one of those in combination with homeopathy. You'll be shocked by how fast you recover.
That's correct. And definitely, you know, those are all great complementary therapies. And, you know, we just, you know, the tools and the solutions are out there for people. We always say there are no incurable disease at all, Robert. There's just some incurable people that haven't found the pieces of the puzzle to their pieces to the puzzle of health.
The stubborn people, stuck in their ways kind of thing. And a lot about healing is about changing consciousness. It's revolutionary. A changed consciousness is revolutionary. And we're doing that, bringing this level of healing to the listening audience every week. And I'm so grateful that we can do this together. I do want to switch gears on this. I'm glad you're surviving your move. I just wanted to be sure you weren't bruised up and banged up too badly. Sounds like you're doing great.
Feeling good. Yeah. I think we came up with a new term. We call it, you know, you've heard of jet lag. This is called moving lag.
Moving lag, yeah.
So you definitely feel a little move lagged a bit, but we sleep a little extra hour there and pop out of bed and feel great again.
Beautiful. Well, yeah, you move me, no pun intended. So what we want to do, though, is transition to the ladies in the audience, because this month Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I'll tell you what, I need a remedy for nausea every time I see a pink ribbon. And I know that's politically incorrect to say, but I am so disgusted with it. Oh, it's only about awareness. Be aware of what? That you're being radiated and they want to radiate you more? They want to give you more chemotherapy? They want to remove your breasts? I mean, there are horrific things happening with these charities that there's no focal point on homeopathic research, detoxification. I mean, this is where we are. We can help these ladies.
That's right, Robert. You know, and I think I agree with you. And like you said, it's really not the pink. It's the meaning behind the pink. What's really going on behind the scenes here is, you know, a big support of Big Pharma.
Yeah.
It's all about, you know, a lot of, you know, as we know, there's more money being made, so much money being made in the research projects they've been doing for how long? And really no real results, no real corrections or cures that they're coming out with. And, you know, it's all about detection and managing this disease, you know, through this expensive chemo poisoning and radiation poisoning of the body.
Right.
It's just an extension, really, of the mercury purges that we used to – that they now call so archaic. But when you look at, you know, they would give so much mercury to people
yes.
back in the 1700s that, and then flush their bodies and poison their bodies to a level that they're, you know, and that was their cure. And what was the other one, Robert? It was bloodletting.
Yeah. Yeah.
They, you know, think of bloodletting where they, and they had special instruments where you, they cut your body, cut your wrists and parts of your arms. And, you know, you'd bleed so much your blood out of you till you got so weak and faint. And then, you know, that was, you know, some of the things. Now, that's right in there, right with the same mentality, the same absurdity is the chemo and radiation therapies.
Sure. And you mentioned the mercury. I think this is a very important point to acknowledge with breast cancer. A lot of heavy metal toxicity in women with breast cancer ending up in their lymphatic and fat cells around the breast area. And, of course, modern medicine looks to cut them out or cut the lymphatic system out, the drainage canal of the body, and do the opposite of what should be done. And we've talked extensively about detoxing heavy metals with homeopathy.
Oh, definitely. You know, mercury is such a huge toxicity. It's to what we have discovered is probably it's the number one toxic metal on the planet today. And, you know, it seems like, why does it keep showing up? You know, they outlawed it and made it, you know, absurd and archaic as a mercury purges, but then they allowed it to come into our fillings
mm-hmm.
that we put in our teeth.
Yep.
And even put into, you know, injectables, including the vaccinations. And, you know, why? You know, it's almost boggling.
It's mind-boggling. It is. I mean, you think about the second most toxic substance metal known to man, and they're still pretending it's okay in teeth and injecting vaccines and such. And so we got to work our tushies off to help these women get this out. Men, too, of course. And, you know, it raises another area of discussion that I want to get into today with you, the issue of the hormonal or endocrine changes and shifts. I mean, there's a lot of stuff related to breast cancer associated. We talk about natural transitions from the childbearing years to menopause as well. I think that's something we definitely need to discuss. Can you stick around? Obviously, you can, but I want to extend some time to go into the menopausal and endocrine stuff. So we're going to take a quick break here. Dr. Frank King is always my very special guest here, supporting the Robert Scott Bell Show, a message of health, freedom, and liberty on the Healing Revolution that we do every Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 800-543-3245 is to get directly Monday through Friday, Eastern Coast time in the U.S. 800-543-3245. I'm hearing back from a lot of my listeners that you love talking to the folks there. They're very nice, lots of hospitality. And, of course, kingbio.com. I have all the links to them up at robertscottbell.com today, as I always do. We'll be right back with more Dr. King after this.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Back with you on this Healing Revolution Friday, Dr. Frank King, joining me as he always does to ramp up the healing revolution even higher as we do. Now, the issue, women, ladies, you're listening, and men, the men who love them, menopause, endocrine issue, balancing the hormones. I know men are interested in that too, but for now, the transition as women age. I don't think menopause should be a disease as it is classified by the FDA. What say you, Dr. King?
Well, you know, there's this long thing they called hormone replacement therapy.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, somebody got the idea that the body needs hormones replaced as it gets older. And, you know, to me, it doesn't make any common sense whatsoever. Yes, there are imbalances that occur. You want to correct the imbalances. You want to have hormone balancing therapy, but not, it doesn't need to be replaced. And so what we do is work with the body, and we find this is does so much better, and that is balance the body's hormone production abilities, and therefore people go through menopause, women will go through menopause much better. As you know, my wife, for example, she'll be 51 here soon, and she's tested positive on our menopause formula since she's 30. This helped keep her body's hormone system in balance, and it really helped keep her, even today when she's nearing 51, mm-hmm. she still cycles regularly and fine, and you know, it's kept her hormone system strong and alive and balanced. That's a beautiful thing.
Well, much to her annoyance, it's like, I'm 50. Can this stuff stop already?
I've heard that a few times.
My wife as well. It's like, I'm over it.
But it sure beats the alternatives of having, you can get a hysterectomy.
No, not here.
You can get, you can be so out of balance that you go into menopause early in life.
Very early, and we're seeing
that.
Matter
of fact, Robert, women that mature very early in life sexually, mm-hmm. you know, and you see this so much now today with, you know, young girls who are, you know, 9, 10.
Even younger. They're developing adult features. I know. We're robbing them of their childhood because of all the chemical influx, endocrine disrupting influx of pesticides, plastics, etc., and drugs as well.
Yes, and hormones in the meat. You know, we have so much hormone, especially in the chicken.
Yep.
Why it is so valuable to really look at organic chicken.
Yes.
You know, organic meats, beef. You know, the hormones that are being used to promote the growth is throwing out off, you know, and creating early maturation of women or girls.
Right.
And that is a classic sign of those who are predisposed to cancers, especially of the breasts.
It's a very good point. You know, again, Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here, and we are looking to give women an option that they are not going to hear about from the Komen chicken bucket for the cure. Or any pink ribbon, you know. So that's what we got to do.
Yeah, the bucket of fried chicken is not going to do any good.
Well, you know,
it's probably causing the problem.
Yeah, I mean, they partner with whoever will give them money. I think, to me, it's disgusting. But again, as you've acknowledged, this is a promotion for the pharmaceutical industrial complex, not really a genuine way to reduce or eliminate these cancers, which, of course, would take the profitability away from the disease itself.
Yes. I like the... What we have been doing is so valuable to get people to get to the causes of the problem. And you just need to think, okay, what is going on? Does somebody have high levels of PMS? If they do, they should consider the PMS formula. That's their key symptom, and that's you find a key remedy that matches it to correct that. You're correcting the specific imbalances in the hormonal approach.
Mm-hmm.
And that really helps. If, you know, maybe it's the menopause formula and they're having early menopausal signs and symptoms.
Right. Again, I love the simplicity. You know, it's like, oh, I don't know what to do, Robert, Dr. King. Well, it's called menopause. Here's the formula. Yeah. Don't be confusing about this, you know.
And another one that you would commonly see is where they have menstrual cramps and or irregularities. And there's formulas designed specifically for it to correct that.
Yes.
And when you're correcting that, you're not just correcting that imbalance. You're actually correcting deep hormonal glitches in functions. And when you're correcting those, that is a real key to preventing cancer. And as they know, you know, we hear this so much about the estrogen being so far out of balance.
Sure, estrogen
so high. And it's those estrogenic plastics are creating more higher estrogen, not only in women, Robert, but also in men. You see a lot of man boobs out there.
Yeah, well, that's very true. And a lot of these things are due to the, I would say, the toxins again, the endocrine disrupting substances from the drugs, the plastics, all of the things that you've already mentioned as well. And I want to reiterate those of you who are new to the show or are new to the Healing Revolution with Dr. King that we do every Friday. We've got a number of, you know, lots of hours of shows you can listen, download from Natural News Radio, the archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show. In fact, I think I would urge everybody to go back and listen to our shows that we did on heavy metals and removing heavy metals, because that's going to be go a long way to reducing the risk of those who have not yet been diagnosed with breast cancer, and as well for those who already have, to unload that from their tissues safely so that they don't have to remove the tissues violently.
Yes, you know, and the number one remedy that I like for dealing with breast cancer in this month of awareness, and probably one of the greatest things you can become aware of, is the breast cysts and discomforts formula. That specifically works on everything from those benign breast cysts that, you know, show up to dealing with, you know, even more severe issues. We're helping with the circulation, the lymphatic drainage of the breasts, all the pathways. It awakens those pathways to prevent, you know, congestion and imbalance and eventual predisposition to cancer.
Right, right. So we've got some tools that we brought out here in talking about normalizing endocrine function, whether it be menopausal, whether you be still in the childbearing years. Now you add in an option for breast cyst and discomfort. And of course, we've got some now safe homeopathics. You're never going to hear about that in the old media or with any of these so-called pink ribbon charities. They are not focal pointing you and empowering you to care for your health in the way that we do here, not only every day, but especially every week, every Friday when we do the Healing Revolution. So if we talk about menopause, some people say, well, what about me? What about manopause? You ever heard about the endocrine things that men have?
Oh, hear about it. I'm living it. Yes, you know, and we're finding, you know, we're keeping ourselves very alive and youthful at our age. You know, in our early to, and I'm in the late 50s, we are, you know, we have children, we have young children still. And so, you know, we're keeping the legacy alive.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on keeping ourselves young and alive. And you know, that's all part of it. We love the, you know, the male products that we work with. I always say that we have about 12 products in the female line.
Yeah.
And we have 2 products in the male line, and all centered around one place.
The left and the right.
Yeah, and it's the prostate formula and a male strengthener.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those are, you know, really great products to help keep that area functioning, mm-hmm, healthy and well. There are obviously other products in the detox and anti-aging realm that we have as well. But those are the two main areas for men. We're much simpler creatures.
Yeah.
Usually have the one button we need to deal with, and everything else is good.
Exactly. Now, Dr. King, when you were young, youth growing up, you thought about 58, and you're thinking, wow, that's really old, right? Now that you're there, it's suddenly a whole new world. People are living longer. Of course, if they're not plugged into the things we talk about, they're likely going to be dependent upon pharmaceutical drugs that will create other problems. But now we're seeing a lot of people saying, you know, I don't want to be subsisting on drugs. In fact, I covered a story yesterday where senior citizens are starting to become drug dealers just to pay their bills. They're basically taking their prescriptions from their doctors, getting them filled, and then selling them to drug dealers to get back out on the street just to make ends meet.
It's getting sad. People that have been on a lot of pharmaceuticals, if we can just open our eyes up a minute, Robert.
Yeah.
And this, all of us start to think, who around us are, you know, some of the people we know, maybe it's ourselves, but that have been on are on a lot of pharmaceuticals. And we look at that and we see a really gross imbalance. You know, my wife and I both can look, and my wife ran across somebody we knew from a long time ago. And this woman was, we can just tell she was like, wow, is she on a lot of pharmaceuticals? And we can just see the way she, her behavior, the way she acted, it was quite bizarre.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we think of old cases of, you know, movie stars and celebrities, and we can see what's happened in their lives from, you know, a lot of the overdosing and extreme use of pharmaceuticals. It's not a good thing. Yes, they can save our lives in a certain scenarios, and that's where they should be used. And after the life-threatening factors, then we really need to really start addressing the causes. If all we're doing is suppressing the symptoms, we're creating so much more of a serious problem that, and sending that disease deeper in our body, creating more chronicity,
yeah,
of health problems. And that's where we need to reverse and start thinking some practical changes of thought, you know, to turn that around for the good of ourselves,
yes,
our health, and our families.
Well, imagine if we had an elderly population that were out there gardening, you know, working the land and continuing to stay active. We're not relying on drugs, but we're eating organic whole food type products. And, you know, it basically enjoyed life. There was a time, and certainly there were cultures less and less on planet Earth where people lived well into their hundreds. We don't really know how old they lived, and they were active up until a few days before they decided it's time, and they knew it was their time to go. It was a very peaceful transition as opposed to the decay and decrepit, the dying, the degeneration that occurs in a Western world relying on synthetics.
Indeed. You know, that's why we actually moved forward and we created, you know, I've been raising the American bison now for over 26 years, and is pure, natural, organic. And we now started a new brand called DK Natural Meats for Dr. King. This is something that we have found is so key. And when we see things that we can change and make our society help make our society healthier and happier. We want, those are the things that we're all about. And so we created these natural meats that are, you know, the DK natural meats are all USDA certified organic and certified grass-fed. They have both. And those, both of those are very important to assure that the meat that we do consume is healthy and working for us and not against us.
Well, I would expect nothing less from you, and I'm so grateful that we get together every week to kind of share these opportunities, these tools, these now foods on top of homeopathic medicine. And, of course, they all know how to get to kingbio.com, but is there a separate website for those that are wanting to eat cleaner in that regard that they can access this wherever they are?
Yes, you can. You can go to CarolinaBison.com. Now the website's up on the DKNaturalMeats.com.
Beautiful. Well, we got them both linked then in the blog notes today at RobertScottBell.com. Dr. King, the healing revolution would not be the same without you. I'm so glad every week we get to do this. And once again, 800-543-3245 is the phone number Monday through Friday, East Coast time in the U.S. And, of course, kingbio.com anytime, 24-7. You can get the links to. It's hard to keep up with all that you're doing, Dr. King. It's really amazing.
Well, Robert, I'm just keeping up with you, my friend.
That's great. Well, we're on a ride together. It's a great, great revolution to be part of, and you know how grateful I am for you. Now, you know how we have to end the show every week, don't we? We got to remind them of something.
Yes, we do. That the power to heal is where?
It's yours. Thanks, Dr. King.
Thank you, Robert.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Breaking news this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Liam Schiff, the investigative journalist, returns. Not that he really went anywhere, but this guy has broken more stories over the years of major significance in terms of preventing or, let's say, reversing, if possible, the abuse on the innocent. And right now, we've got the innocent being those who are duped into believing that Whole Foods is actually supporting natural medicine, natural remedies in terms of breast cancer. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. There are pink ribbons everywhere. And I've talked about this. I mentioned even last hour the nauseating pink ribbons everywhere, pink aprons at Whole Foods. And Liam actually went out and did a little bit of investigating in a local Whole Foods, as well as we actually called the corporate office and have yet to hear from their marketing department on this. But what is being revealed? We have it linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. This story is big. And it really builds on some of the things that Natural News has done when we talk about the investigative reporting that they're writing about, which is great. This one, Whole Foods is Whole Pharma. How the natural grocer prostitutes your dollars to the drug mafia. Liam Sheff, welcome back. What's the deal here?
The deal is not on cashews. They're $15 a pound.
No deal there, that's for sure.
No.
Well, we blame Bernanke as well as Whole Foods.
$9 a pound. Bread, I saw my first $11 loaf of bread at the Whole Foods in Florida.
Was there a pink ribbon on it?
There was no pink ribbon, and it was white bread. $11. I saw about 5-6 ounces of granola in a plastic tin. It was $15.
Well, again, this is why there's a sit-in in Wall Street, although, again, they're sitting in the wrong place. They should be sitting in at the Federal Reserve and say, why are you printing all this money?
They should.
Making my bread so expensive.
They should. But Whole Foods is a very special place, and they get away with this because there are still millionaires in this country who think that if it's sold at Whole Foods, that it's good for them. Whole Foods has become the number one junk store for the sort of idiot liberal elite in this country, in this world. You go there, you think, oh, look, I'm getting healthy chocolate. It's not. It's...
You got to read labels.
Right. It's still roasted, and it's got a lot of sugar in it. It's mostly sugar. It's not really healthy. It just says endangered, and it gives 1% to some rainforest charity. Okay, very nice. Better than Hershey's cocoa, I guess. Still, it's not really food. It's a treat maybe once in a while, but it's not food. Whole Foods started as Bread and Circus in Boston, and
Mrs. Gooch is out in L.A., right?
Yeah, and all kinds of things all over the country. And the giant corporate octopus came along, and I remember in about 1990, Bread and Circus was bought up in Boston. A little hole-in-the-wall, wonderful group of health food stores that had done well and good for the local people. And you go in, and there are fruits and vegetables from local growers.
Yes, lots of local. And I remember Mrs. Gooch's would not let any refined sugars at all. Not even a little bit. That was a big controversy when they first changed over when Whole Foods started bringing that in.
Now when you walk into Whole Foods, they spray you with sugar and douse you with corn syrup. You're lucky. I mean, I can buy 3 items there now. Yep. I mean, I can buy like 3 things.
The controversy, too, is, have they screened out the GMOs? And apparently they haven't that either.
No, they don't. They're lying. But not only are they lying, but they're not a health food store. They're a pharmaceutical company.
You said Whole Foods is a pharmaceutical company. Come on, Liam.
They're sucking at the teat of the pharmaceutical mafia. If you go in on World AIDS Day, they're raising money for the drug companies that give people drugs that cause death and immune deficiency. They are not supporting alternative research for this. They are not supporting building water instead of HIV testing. No, they support HIV/AIDS awareness. I've been aware of that for a long time. It's a sickness that the Western world has, an affliction and a fascination. We've covered it here. I didn't know that they were also abusing women at Whole Foods.
This is the point of this article that was just released last night on the Robert Scott Bell Show. In fact, we have a message out to Whole Foods as well because we wanted to inquire after Liam visited locally. We're going to talk about this. This is pink ribbon campaign. They're wearing pink aprons at Whole Foods right now. And it was a curious thing for me to see the other day because, I haven't been out there in a while. I was like, why are they all wearing pink? And then we start doing this more research. Natural News comes out with a big article about this. And we see they're doing all the pink stuff. Then we realize, wait a second. Don't they have to pay royalties or something to like Komen Race for the Cure? Because they own the pink everything,
right,
seemingly. So the dig was on. This is now, what do we got to find out here? Are they really supporting breast cancer research into pharmaceutical methods by which they can slash, burn, and radiate women's breasts?
Yeah, poison, cut, and burn. Poison, cut, and burn. It's all they know. It doesn't matter what Linus Pauling proved 40 years ago. It doesn't matter what Nick Gonzalez is doing today. It doesn't matter what Brzezinski is showing in his movie. Who cares? Who cares that you can reverse cancer? Who cares that you don't have to cut people's flesh out of their body? How many actresses have just... They get a mammogram now. They get their breast ripped out, and they get silicone put in. They actually think that it's safer. Everybody's been terrified by this. It's a slap and burn campaign. I mean, dear God, who's in charge of this mess? So you go to John Mackey's store, Whole Foods, the guy who needed to buy wild oats because he couldn't stand the competition. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Well, I mean, some would say if he didn't do it, Kroger would have done it.
Okay. Well, maybe that's a problem with our system. So he needed to do that. So I go to the Whole Foods and I say, why are you wearing pink? Because they said, oh, we have to. I don't have a choice. I said, what is... I don't understand. I'm just talking to the employees.
You're like right in a local Whole Foods down there. Just, okay, and so you're asking employees, why are you wearing pink?
Yeah.
They should know, right? Aren't they informed?
Yeah. Well, we don't have a choice. We have to wear it. Really? You have to? Yeah. But this is a pharmaceutical thing, isn't it? No. We're not donating to anybody. Why don't you call our chief of marketing? We call. They're not in. Why? Because it's after four, I guess. So we call the national headquarters.
Headquarters,
do you
right? Yeah. Well, if you want to hear what we did, we got the national headquarters on the line, got a lot of messages. But just so you know, we haven't heard back from them yet, and we want to know what's going on.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Media Relations Department at Whole Foods Market. If you are with the media, please leave your name, publication, phone number, and deadline, and we will return your call promptly. If you are calling to request a donation, sponsorship, or for any other reason, please press zero, and the operator will redirect your call to someone who can assist you.
So they want
to bypass this message in the future and to immediately leave a message of your own, please press pound. Thank you.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey. Hey, we're calling from the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's the great show on the Natural News Radio Network, the network run by Mike Adams, where we look at progressive treatments for all kinds of diseases, and we look at the FDA and all the kind of pharma nonsense that goes on in the world. And I was surprised. I'm a contributor to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I was surprised to find at the Whole Foods down here in Florida that everybody's wearing these pink ribbons and aprons. And that's associated with the American Cancer Foundation, which, as far as I can tell, is funding drugs and pharmaceuticals, which tend to cause cancer, prolong cancer, cause early death, whereas the work of guys like Nick Gonzalez, Linus Pauling, and
Brzezinski,
Dr. Brzezinski are sidelined, hamstrung, and otherwise destroyed in the public. So I'm wondering why you guys are funding research, funding research and making pledge drives for the American Cancer Foundation. As I look on the internet, I find that there are donations going to branches of the American Cancer Foundation. American Cancer Society, excuse me. So how do you get in touch with us? You go to naturalnews.com and Natural News Radio and listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we're going to be talking about why Whole Foods is in the pocket of the pharmaceutical companies and why I can't find the Brzezinski movie or support for alternative breast cancer treatments on the shelves of your store, which used to be filled with organic produce, which are now filled with essentially high-priced junk food. This is Liam Sheff from the Robert Scott Bell Show thanking you for your call.
Well, we'd like to hear back from you if you have a perspective on this before we go to air, if possible. This is Robert Scott Bell. Thank you.
So that's our call. I called. I left a pretty, I don't know, florid message. They got the idea, and they, you actually left
my personal cell phone number. I had to keep that out because I wanted to make sure we could hear from them and get a response to it.
So we're trying. Trying to get. But in lieu of being able to talk to the actual people, we just used that happy internet place. And what did I find on the web? But that Whole Foods, since 2007 in California, has been working with a group called Pink United. And Pink United is a, what are they? They're an awareness-raising group. They're raising awareness. And in order to raise awareness, they have to get money, because you can't raise awareness without getting money. So they're raising awareness by getting money from what stuff you buy at Whole Foods. And they have products coming in from a group with a crazy name, Zorbits.
Yeah, I wonder. I was just joking off the air. It's not a funny thing, but you got to make light of this absurdity. Zorbits, where you can book your chemotherapy treatment online.
Zorbits, the lowest price for, slash
just,
cut and burn.
What is this? Zorbits. What are they?
So it's like a junk company. They sell. They pretend to sell stuff that's environmentally friendly. Like, we sell acai berry like earrings or jewelry.
Acai berry.
Isn't that nice? But where does the money go? The money goes to
wait for it.
30 or 40 just pharma groups. The Susan T. Komen Foundation,
oh,
the National Breast Cancer Foundation, Living with Breast Cancer. They're given to the big guns. Not Living with Breast Cancer. Living with Breast Cancer, they're given to this group that doesn't even worry about how to prevent it. Like, oh, you have breast cancer. Get your breast cut off and then come to us.
Yeah, we'll tell you how to live with it, whatever happens.
Yes.
Yeah, well, this was the point of charitable organizations in the United States. With very rare exception, are all funneled to the same places. We go back to the Rockefeller Carnegie Foundations. They had this concept of, why should we put all of our money into this, right? These wealthy industrialists and otherwise. If we play a game of psychology on the people. We'll say, if they donate, we'll match them, and we'll be able to give half as much as we did before. Now it's not even that. They're not even promising a match, but this was how the game was originally played. These foundations were set up to kind of, you know, take the money from the people who could least afford to give it and feel, make them feel good about something that was only funneling that money into the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the petrochemical research, the cancer, cut, burn, slash, radiate, all of that stuff. And this is the origin. This is the modern day version of it, the Susan T. Komen. And they are making money hand over fist. How much in the Natural News article the other day they were saying that the CEO made $500,000 a year plus bonuses?
Yeah, let's look that. I mean,
it's in the article. We put it in there. So
not only does she have a unique name, but she's making more money than I think either of us are probably likely to make in a lifetime in a year. Yeah. I mean, well, you know, knock on wood, we actually can make money telling the truth. But this woman who sits on the, I guess, at the top of the board.
The CEO, they call it, yeah.
Yeah, of a group whose job is to funnel money from you into the pharmaceutical companies that have given us such wonderful drugs, such as?
Well, tamoxifen.
Which causes
cancer.
Which is an anti-cancer drug, supposedly, which causes cancer.
Remember Shane Ellison, he wrote Over-the-Counter Natural Cures. Prior to that, I mean, he was in the research area of that company that made tamoxifen. When he found out what it did, he left. And that's what started him on his mission to, you know, raise holy you-know-what over this issue and more. And so it's not an unknown. It's actually very known that these things are. But it's sad for me to see many of these women running around thinking that they're doing such good, because some of them have had breast cancer and some of them have been through traditional oncology and some of them have survived. We're happy that they survived. There is no argument there.
Yeah.
But we also recognize that they are, you know, set up for recurrences with toxic treatment. That's just no way around that as well. And so they go around and they become pink ribbon cultists.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I know. Because they've been butchered by the medical association. I mean, they've been butchered.
This is abused spouses again. They keep coming back for more abuse. Isn't that bizarre? But in the name of, that's why I say the pharmaceutical industrial complex is more dangerous than the military industrial complex, because at least with the military, you know what they're here to do. The illusion with the pharmaceutical side of things is that they're here to help you.
Right. And they're going to cut you into pieces and tell you it's good for you. And in order to do something with your remorse and ungodly amount of pain, you go together with other people who say, yes, I went through the same thing. So now we're both survivors. Survivors of what? Were there other options? Was it in your food? Was it in your water? Was it in your diet? Was it the pesticide? What was it? Was it the pesticides? Was it the antibiotics?
The heavy metals. We talked about some of that last hour with the Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King as well. And, you know, this hour we're covering pink ribbons and chemo grenades on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Breaking news, Liam Sheff for the Robert Scott Bell Show. The article is up at robertscottbell.com. I have it linked in today's show notes. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to go further and deeper into this story to show you how bad this real, how deep does this pink rabbit hole go? Stay with us. Coming right back after this.
Why do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Bravery and integrity is amazing, and it's much needed.
I love, love, love your show.
I love the show, like all the things that you're doing with Mike Adams and all the writers at Natural News.
To be quite frank with you, I think the show is the biggest breath of fresh air we've found.
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. 424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. If you have a question or comment, or if you want to berate us for berating the Pink Ribbon campaign, we want to hear from you. I don't think you'll have much defense to stand on, though, but this message has to get out. Although, it's about awareness, isn't it, Liam? Awareness. We must be aware. Now, I am for awareness, aren't we? We talk about consciousness and awareness. It's not that we're anti-awareness, but of what are we supposed to be aware, according to the Pink Ribbon campaign?
It's another Orwellian use of a word. You're actually not supposed to be aware. You're supposed to be propagandized. If you were aware, you'd say cancer must have a cause. Mm-hmm. What is the cause? If you don't know, okay, it's multifactorial toxicological. It has no one cause. Therefore, it's certainly not going to be cured by a drug which, I don't know, stops your bone marrow or adjusts your DNA in some helpful way that causes cancer in the near future. So awareness would go deep and ask the 5W, you know, who, what, why, when, where. How does it work? Right. How does this go? What is the competitive research? Remember, official stories are there to protect officials. So what are the alternative versions saying? What is their success rate? No, awareness is people have suffered. And if you're a good person, you'll feel bad for them and not ask any questions. Awareness means putting your hands over your eyes, shutting your ears with your thumbs, and looking down at the ground. This is the Pink United, about Pink United. And there's a very beautiful young woman, and she's saying, "We began in 2007, a highly motivated women-owned company committed to raising breast cancer awareness in our community." I think of Southern California. Awareness?
Yeah. Of breast cancer. We want you to be aware. Hey, there's a lot of women with breast cancer. Listen, we know that. Maybe it's to be aware of how good you're supposed to feel, how good they program you to feel when you raise money for the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Oh, wait, we got to leave out the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Just pink ribbons and money. Send it in. Pink lemonade. Pink baskets of fried chicken.
Yeah, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Are they a partner of Komen?
Listen, there are a lot of growth hormones. Last hour, when we were talking to Dr. Frank King, he warned against this too. The chicken industry, the chemical factory chicken industry, loaded with hormones.
But is Susan T. Komen partnering with Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yep. They're one of the official Pink Ribbon partners.
Why don't they partner with Monsanto? Why isn't Monsanto supporting breast cancer? Maybe they are. Breast cancer awareness brought to you by the company that brought you recombinant bovine growth hormone, which gives so many people advanced puberty and breast cancer.
Yep.
But Whole Foods is helping. Whole Foods, the nation's premier natural grocery store, owned by John Mackey, that hard-fighting pro-industry libertarian capitalist who needed to buy out every single other health food store in the nation to improve them. Whole Foods Market, says PinkUnited.net, has been our vendor and biggest supporter of the program, helping us to reach the masses and grow. I hate that.
Grow. What
to
is it
expand,
about?
Expand. Grow. Expand. Stop using the word that way.
Grow.
Expand. Pink. No. Expand Pink United to something bigger than we could even imagine. So Whole Foods has made this little charity even bigger. In our first year together in Southern California, only in we raised $70,000, probably in a couple stores, for the National Breast Cancer Foundation. But, Robert, it's not just women.
Yeah.
The men wear pink proud awareness program was created out of a need to increase education to men about the importance of their involvement in breast cancer fundraising. And so,
you know, because of this campaign, I won't even wear pink boxing gloves.
do men cause breast cancer now? Do women cause breast cancer? Is there a single cause of breast cancer that has come about through a lack of awareness that breast cancer exists?
I don't think so.
What is the cause of breast cancer? Is it men? Is it an unawareness on the part of men? Hold on a second. I was watching TV and I wasn't thinking about breast cancer.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It just didn't cross my mind.
Damn,
I've
just caused breast cancer. Is it women not thinking about it? I think that we're getting people to obsess about something without even giving them the tools to the ability to understand their tools to reversing, to stopping. Look, nobody's immune. Just because my diet's pretty good doesn't mean I'm immune to illness. I'm not. I'm not lording this over anybody. But the pharmaceutical companies never cured a case of cancer. They cut something off, and you live for a few years. And if you do, they say it's a success. And if you die after 18 months or 24 months or whatever they'd say, they say it's a cure, a success.
Right. Well, again, awareness. If that were enough, and I look, all you have to do is, you know, plaster a billboard everywhere, staple it to everybody's forehead. It's like, no, that's not enough. And the fact is, this isn't about awareness. It's a complete ruse. It's literally about, can we get money from you and convert it into something that is very profitable for an industry that does not cure cancer? And why is Whole Foods, come on, we talked about their origin in Whole Foods, promoting an agenda that is intoxicating women, that is radiating women, that is surgically altering women, and men, by the way. We do know breast cancer happens in men. It's very severe. We're not making light of that at all. But awareness is not enough. I posted yesterday about Ron Paul, and I mentioned it again with we had Jack Hunter, the Southern Avenger, on earlier today about his $8 million haul. You know, which was a pretty big haul of people giving because of the passion, not for awareness, but for some sort of action to make changes. And one of the guys on, you know how it is, sometimes they put Facebook things, he's like, he says, people are wasting their time and money. The world needs anti-vaccine campaigns, HIV test awareness campaigns, AZT awareness campaigns. People need to understand GMOs are exactly why McDonald's are bad. Look, we're not opposed to that, but is it enough to become aware of that? If you're all hopped up on drugs, if you're hopped up on any number of things, or fluoride, what are you going to do with that awareness?
Yeah, it's like being a Christian in the Roman arena saying, let's raise lion awareness. The lions are going to be eating some of us, right? You're going to be eaten, whether you have the shirt on or not, because that's what was happening at the time. So we have the lions running around in our food and our water, and the pharmaceutical companies producing this crap, getting you to buy it, put more lions into the water that are eating us, eating ourselves.
Exactly.
We're being eaten, and we're paying for the privilege. Mm-hmm. And I have something to take out on my liberal friends, because it's these people that I've spent the most of my life with. This is Zorbitz.net, charities. Okay. From Karmology bracelets to Feng Shui charms to Lucky Karma beads to Nirvana crystals, Zorbitz proudly donates charities worldwide. Zorbitz creates the Women's Economic Development Project, helping local communities by providing equal opportunity and fair wages. Okay, really? Let's look. Zorbitz donates to the following charities. Oh, AIDS Action Committee of Massachusetts, AIDS Foundation Houston, AIDS Project Los Angeles, the Elizabeth Glazer AIDS Foundation. What do these groups do? They poison people to
death. They're fronts for Big Pharma, once again. I think you've successfully popped Zorbitz.
And we've got breast cancer. We've got the Elizabeth. I said that. Elizabeth Glazer, Children's This, Girls and Boys Town. Oh, my God.
Well, tell us what that is.
They're just abuse farms.
Right.
Girls and Boys Town. What is this group? Who are these people making acai berry bracelets or whatever and then thinking that they're helping people by giving to the Susan T. Komen?
This is part of the grand disillusionment that Liam has gone through in his life, I've gone through in my life. And, of course, if you read Natural News, if you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you're probably already there with us. But maybe this is another level of disillusionment, another level of shock. Oh, my gosh, but these women. And I know, I know women. They're perfectly nice women, but they are absolutely excruciatingly how would we say, not even addicted, but they're hypnotized by the pink ribbons. And what do you say? You can't say anything directly to them. It just, it will not go anywhere because I suffered with breast cancer. So you can't talk to me now.
My aunt suffered terribly with breast cancer. Therefore, I embrace something that I don't understand entirely or at all, the right. pink ribbon. And if you say anything about it, you're hateful. You're mm-hmm. hateful.
Yeah. You well, like Rick Perry, I hate cancer. I hate what do we hate? I mean, literally what we hate is the deception, the people who are deceiving these people, victimizing them, stealing money for a purpose that is not what they claim it to be.
Pharmaceutical companies are not your friends. The National Socialist Organization was not your friend in 1933. It took till 1942 for a lot of people to realize that. It took until 1945 for a lot of other Germans to realize that. When are we going to realize that the bad guys didn't lose the war? They just had to move. This is the same organization. These are the same chemical pushers.
They broke up IG Farben like it was AT&T into the baby Bells, into the baby pharmaceutical companies, and they're all doing the same damn thing, the same horrific thing that they were doing in Nazi Germany, but now they're calling it science, they're calling it humanitarian, they're calling it anti-cancer, they're calling it breast cancer awareness.
They get you young now. You know, it used to be that doing human experimentation was an ungodly thing that you'd have to read about in some H.G. Wells or Jules Verne book or some such thing. It was just unheard of. You're going to do what? You're going to, you know, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde is essentially an early treatise on sure. the fear of human experimentation.
And the Island of Dr. Moreau.
Oh, wow.
Experiments, right?
Right, exactly. Horrific.
And, yeah.
Now, donate 3 weeks. You're in college. You need extra money. Donate 3 weeks of your time. Come and be part of our study. Side effects may include death.
They're recruiting. Yes, they are. In fact, there was the case of the woman. Cindy Johnson. She was given Cymbalta. And she was, in a Bible college, well-adjusted, happy young girl. She was just trying to get some extra money, and she ended up committing suicide. This was a completely non-suicidal girl, and with this drug. And, I mean, these are the horrific things that happen. These are absolutely horrific. As you said, they're hitting the younger and younger population that we would say that they are therapy naive, like they say about the people in India and Asia, where they're going after these experiments. But right now, they're going after the economically challenged. And that means just about everybody and more because they're basically wiping out the economy, the ability to participate in this type of economy and actually do something that's worthwhile. Instead, they say, hey, you can come be a guinea pig for us. We don't use that example. It's very nice language. You're helping to move the science forward and you'll get free stuff and, free medication. And maybe we'll even give you a grand. And so you apply that to what? And at that point, all the good organic food in the world may not be able to save you because they've intoxicated you with who knows what in pre-trial or trials that the FDA is condoning, human and experimentation, as if we're all a bunch of guinea pigs, which is how they're treating us. So we don't have anything much more to say about it. We have got no passion about this issue, Liam. Once again, the breaking story is there. It's at robertscottbell.com. You've got to read it, and you'll see what we're talking about. We've also got some more information coming through. I think there's a PSA, a public service announcement, on the breast cancer issue. I'm not sure, let's say, which side of the coin that's on, but we just received it. We're going to play it when we come back from this break, if we can. Can we do that?
Yeah, the producer.
No,
super producer. No,
yeah.
Our super producer got it. And interesting, because he was on the session. We have some outtakes.
Yeah, we got the outtakes as well, which is really sensational. You're going to hear this after the break. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liam Sheff, the conspiracy realist, and the investigative journalist extraordinaire. He is back, and it's great to see. Stay with us. Coming right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Shop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only five-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my five-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us. 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Are we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Breaking news this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yes, it is the healing revolution, and we are doing some revolutionary things, taking on the behemoth of the industry of natural foods. Whole Foods. Okay, Whole Foods is Whole Pharma. How the natural grocer prostitutes your dollars to the drug mafia, taking on the Komen Foundation for the cure, the pain. It's not for the cure. It's for the cut. It's for the burn. It's for the radiate. It's for the poison. It's for the, you know, all of that.
Race for the cut.
Race for the cut is what it should be. And the article, investigative journalist Liam Sheff, and it's up there at robertscottbell.com. All the social networks we have, I've tweeted it out to everybody. Also on Facebook, and it's also there at liamsheff.com and reducetheburden.org. Liam, you know, it's a really incredible thing, but we are raising awareness. Ooh, are we doing it in the wrong way too? What are we doing?
They sell it to these young women, and they sell it to their boyfriends or whoever, and they think that it. Here, this is again. They're selling it to these. After the pulp, this is the group that's giving the money to all these horrible pharmaceutical corporations. After the pulp is obtained from the acai berry, thousands of seeds are discarded. Zorbitz uses these seeds to make their Giving Tree acai bracelets, through which we will take money from you to give to corporations which will destroy people's lives. So how do they get young women sucked into this? What is this? I know they've scared every woman in the country thinking that breast cancer will come to her no matter what, so she better get on the train now. Never mind natural cures. Never mind pesticides. Never mind antibiotics.
No, listen. I mean, this is how bad it is. They've got little girls convinced that they're going to grow up, if their mom had breast cancer, if their sister had breast cancer, that they're surely going to get it. To the point,
it's genetic.
To the point exactly where
remember
radical,
what changes your genes?
What changes your genes?
Eating.
Oh my gosh, eating greens.
Greens.
And we've covered that, but yeah, but they've scared them so much that they're willing to get radical preventive mastectomies. That is, I don't want breast cancer, so rather than risk my genes, right, which they don't understand how that works, I'm just going to remove my breast. Then how possibly could you have breast cancer? You have no breast. Well, of course, it negates or neglects to even understand that toxicity is still in the body. It'll find other tissue. There's nothing that you've done that has improved your chance for long-term survival by removing the thing where they, oh, wait, we found cancer in there. It's because the body adapted to put the stuff there that was trying to keep you alive. And, of course, the cells become aberrant because of the toxins, the heavy metals, the pesticides, the synthetic growth hormones, and all these other aberrants from plastifiers and such. So the petrochemical industry has you coming or going, oh, we'll just do it before you have it. And, of course, it's so barbaric. How would we have been duped this way? But it's a generational or multi-generational decline through the 20th century when people were convinced better living through chemistry. DuPont, Monsanto, they were going to save the world from what? From nature? How did we survive without them? And we created cancer. Man created cancer. We created the cancer industry. And that means perpetual cancer because man doesn't want to do the profit of without the profits of the cancer industry.
But they sell it to the little girls. I'm looking here at... This is Pink United. Pink United selling nipple bags. This is how they sell it to the uber left chic.
They're calling it nipple bags?
Nipple bags. No, these are little
hand... You put milk in them?
No, they're handbags. And they're covered
They don't look like nipples.
No, but they're covered with little pink and red... It just could be polka dots, but they're calling them nipple... Look, I'm very dangerous, and I'm supporting breast cancer. I'm wearing a nipple bag. Isn't it... But how do they get... Oh, don't we have... I mean, we got something from the producer.
Well, yeah, exactly. We have some insights in the media, of course, because I've been doing this for so long. And my super producer, Don, was able to send us some things from someone he knew, anonymous. They didn't want to come out and get in trouble like this. But it's a PSA. We're going to play the PSA first, uncut.
Yeah,
well, what do you want to do?
The PSA is public, but the other stuff, there was some background. Okay.
Right. So should we do the PSA first?
Yeah, I'm going to comment over it. I hope
all right, we'll talk over this, but there's a PSA promoting awareness.
Breast cancer awareness.
Right, of course.
All right, I don't know what's in it.
That's right.
Hi, my name is Lacey, and I'm a 22-year-old American girl, and I've recently become aware of breast cancer thanks to the Susan T. Komen Research Foundation. Those pink ribbons you see everywhere aren't just there because they're pretty. They're there to help you become aware of breast cancer.
But isn't that what? That's what I'm talking about. The pink ribbons are there to help you become aware of it?
Right, not because they're pretty, but they make you aware of...
I think they're terrifying, to tell you
to
the
me,
truth.
Yeah.
Every time I see one, I get a knot.
What do they represent? I mean, they represent now to us the oncological field, chemotherapy, radiation.
Cutting of women's breast tissue.
It's every like abusive women.
I know.
Pink ribbon is abusive women ribbon.
I know. Every time I see one, I see women in mourning, with ashen-faced, clinging, you know, dirt in their hands, crying, you know, on the ground, like some Vesuvian image, you know, after the explosion. I mean, I just see this terrible thing ever afterward.
Do we have more?
Sorry. See, it just brings up so much for me.
It's unawareness of cancer that really causes cancer.
What?
In fact, if we could just raise awareness, breast cancer would probably go away.
See?
With a little help from our friends at the National Institutes of Health. They provide pharmaceuticals which help chase cancer down the street where it can never come and get us again.
Well, that's not...
Wait. She said it, though. She said it. The pharmaceuticals. She was... that's truth in the advertising for one. A little PSA actually did something there.
If we raise awareness and give money to the drug company...
It will chase cancer away. It's Halloween. It's October. It's scaring cancer.
Okay.
Never mind that fear causes cancer.
There's a minute and a half left. Where
are we going?
All right,
keep going. I want to hear this.
As a young woman, I've recently become aware that it's my job to raise awareness, and so I'm wearing the pink ribbon everywhere I go.
Yeah.
On my shoes, on my clothes, even in the food that I eat.
What?
When I go to the Kentucky Fried Chicken for a wholesome bucket of deep-fried chicken parts, I make sure I buy the Susan T. Komen bucket of chicken. But there's even more we can do. In fact, there's a whole lot more we can do.
What?
And the Department of Homeland Security and the TSA have just made it really easy for us to become aware of how we can fight breast cancer.
Did she say TSA? The Department of Homeland Security, TSA, is involved in this now?
Hold on a second.
Why am I sort of not surprised.
I Okay, I just got
to
re...
The TSA have just made it really easy for us to become aware of how we can fight breast cancer. You see, the TSA is now giving free mammograms to all visitors to this country and all American citizens. All you have to do is go get on an airplane with any carrier. At the same time you're getting your luggage x-rayed, you'll be receiving a free complimentary mammogram. I was recently in Chicago's O'Hare Airport, where a woman in front of me was delighted to discover that she had a breast tumor.
What?
Fortunately, it was benign. They removed it right there at the TGI. Awareness is something that we can all work to improve. And when people are unaware, it really gets me down. So I want you to increase your awareness. I want you to buy anything with a pink ribbon on it. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's a pharmaceutical or gasoline, or even an atomic warhead if you're in the military, something like that. In order to prove my commitment to the Susan T. Komen Breast Cancer Research Foundation, I've recently had a pink ribbon tattooed all over my breasts. Then anybody I get involved with knows that I'm aware, and then they're going to be aware.
Wait. She just vandalized her body.
She put tattoos all over her
own breast.
Yes,
to let people be aware when she gets into bed with them that she's aware of breast cancer.
You see this is the so-called slippery slope. This is where it's going.
Ugh.
After we go out for an HIV/AIDS test, we can have as much protected sex as we want to, knowing that
that is just depressing. I guess it just short-circuited there. There seems to be more, but...
Is there
knowing
more?
That it's our job to be aware of breast cancer.
I'm just having trouble with the audio file. I don't know.
Maybe they're onto it. They don't want this released.
Well, how did she even get through that? I don't know. I mean,
to do that with a straight face, to say buy anything, gasoline, to tattoo your own body with pink ribbons...
Kentucky Fried Chicken parts? Parts.
Really incredible.
How does she end it?
With the AIDS test, we can have as much protected sex as we want to, knowing that it's our job to be aware of breast cancer.
What does one have to
do? This message has been brought to you by the Susan T. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation, in conjunction with the TSA.
The TSA. Again, I told you that the risk of allowing these radiation scans coming through... They don't know what they're putting them. I mean, literally, they're causing cancer every trip you take if you don't opt out, and even if you do pass by those, they don't even know how much radiation is being released. This is even getting me more riled up hearing
that. Did
that
girl sound like she knew anything about cancer?
No, she's like a little girl. Oh, I'm just out, and now I feel better because I'm aware. It's like the Valley Girls of the 1979s, you know, back in that era.
And they're picking on these kids. They're essentially kids who've been their intellectual upbringing has been mortified by television and video games and iPods and texting. So reading is a lost art, and they come to this thing and they say, "Do you want to help women? Do you want to help women?" Well, what's wrong with that? So you'll say this stuff, but. I mean, who was she?
Do you have the backstory? Remember, Don got us some special
backstory.
Yeah,
just a minute of the audio stuff, and just to get an idea of who the
behind the scenes here.
Yeah, who the Susan T. Komen is? Who are they targeting?
All right, let's.
Okay, we're ready for you, Lisa. Okay, go ahead.
This is a recording session.
Is this like on? Okay, like I was really unaware of like everything that was going on until I saw like the pink. And then I was, like, totally aware. And,
this is embarrassing.
Awareness was what I was, like... Can I start over?
Yeah, go ahead.
They're just manipulating this
girl. Like, hi, my name's Lacey, and I'm 22, and, like, I was just so unaware. And then I was, like, realizing that I was unaware. And after
what does that
I
even
became
mean?
Aware of breast cancer and other things, then my awareness was really, like high, like
what?
Up, you know, like the opposite of what it was. So like I was fighting cancer.
Lacey, we can you go over the script a little more?
I was just like trying stuff, you know, it's like improvising and stuff. Is that all right? Like, are you pushing me around?
No. We have a message.
The feminine ethos.
Remember the TSA.
Totally. Okay. All right. Sorry.
Are you pushing?
These are like the uncensored like sessions, recording sessions leading up to this. This is what they do. They take naive young girls, they corrupt them this way into the pharmaceutical industrial complex, and they take advantage of these girls. She thinks she's doing. I mean, how critical can I be of her? She's just a young girl. She doesn't know. And they corrupt her.
No, and these kids at the Whole Foods who essentially They don't know they're lying to me. They don't even know the truth.
Yeah, they told you, no, we're not giving it to Big Pharma. No. They don't know.
No, and this girl was very political. She had her dreadlocks, and she was just back from South America where she's doing water stuff. And I'm thinking, great. Do you investigate the company you work for? No, it's a paycheck. Why would I? They do some good things.
See, even – why is that? Even at Whole Foods, you have TSA employees, basically, because that's what the TSA says. When I said, do you realize you're radiating yourself? You're not even given one of those little – what do they call those things? The dosimeters?
Right.
They don't even give them to the TSA. I said, you could be getting cancer. She says, well, I got to do something for a living. Or – I'm going to die of something. I mean, that's the TSA's response. I've asked them, and I've gotten that response. You got that response at Whole Foods.
At Whole Foods, the progressive company. Of course it's not.
Listen, I'm about to explode here. I'm going to take a break. Liam, calm me down on the break. Something. I mean, I got to get out. I'm going to, on the commercial break, I'm going to run around the block. I'll be right back, and then we'll talk, wrap this up, make some sense out of this. This has just got me going. I'll be right back. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liam Sheff in the house. RobertScottBell.com. Stay with us. Even you must be into you. Ooh, ooh, all the ladies in the world, I wanna get next to you, show you some gratitude. I'm making love to you. It's the things we can do. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here, inviting you to check out the Natural News Store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Liam, I want to thank you for holding down the studio while I was out running around the block. My heart rate's calmer now from doing that, and I want to thank you for just not letting me go off the handle there.
I'm disgusted. I'm looking at this page of charities that, you know, they have Boys and Girls Town. I'm thinking about all these abuse farms and that these idiots... well-meaning idiots.
Yeah.
And they're not idiots because they were born idiots. They're idiots because they stopped reading and
they stopped thinking.
They stopped questioning.
Thinking.
Now, did that PSA cite the TSA? It went to buy so quickly and I was
It said PSA, TSA. I didn't know if they were getting confused on it, but she said partnering with the TSA and referencing Chicago O'Hare, a woman finding a benign tumor going through the mammogram x-ray machine.
Did they say they did surgery at the TGIF?
At the TGIF? Come on!
Well, in the airport?
I don't even think they're allowed to have utensils in there.
Well, that's the big... they are. That's the big joke about airport security. You walk through, you're not allowed to have any metal. You go buy a steak on the other end and get a steak knife with it. It's a joke.
Oy vey.
Oy vey.
Oy vey. What are we going to do?
Well, look, if anybody would think that maybe those commercials were tweaked a little bit to make a point. Let me just say, just a tiny bit, because you're getting dosed at the airport with radiation. And this is the way that young people are sort of are brought into this way of thinking. We have to do something about HIV/AIDS. We have to raise awareness of HIV/AIDS. So every time I have sex now, I'm going to think of Africans like wearing condoms. No, I mean, I don't know what young people are taught.
Listen. You know what we're going to
every time I squeeze my girlfriend's boobs, I'm going to think about breast cancer. Now, you know, if you think
that's how ridiculous this is,
if you think, but if you think of energy and thought forms,
yeah.
Aren't we increasing the fear?
Well, exactly. That's where the negative awareness comes from, because they've done nothing to talk about what we're about to talk about, Liam, which are real, real solutions for breast cancer reversal prevention. We're going to do that in this segment before we wrap up the healing revolution today. But you're right. You start, if all you're doing is thinking about, you're literally feeding energy into that system. And remember I said fear. Fear actually feeds cancer, and they want to frighten cancer, right? We're here to frighten. They're actually playing into the creation machinery of cancer. It is a psychological operation that is incredibly, I mean, it is a high level psyop, no doubt about it in my mind.
Yeah.
And we know, of course, we cover this. Natural News writes about it. I've been covering it for years on this show. There are ways to truly prevent these cancers, absolutely prevent them. You know, we've talked with Christopher Barr on this program about selenium being the most cancer protective of all the nutrients. This doesn't mean we ignore others, but it is a very profound. And Jonathan Emord has gone to battle with the FDA 7 times to beat him back, to be able to say what is in the scientific journals about selenium. And then we go into iodine. Okay, iodine and homeopathy. Iodine. How protective iodine is, how an iodine deficiency can facilitate the creation of breast cancer. I've had physicians, researchers, doctors on here talking about modified citrus pectin and its ability to address this. And I think that's why D-limonene is interesting in the RCKO, because it has some anti-cancer properties. But there are so many ways to reverse this or prevent it. Now, we also talk about heavy metal toxicity, pesticides, artificial synthetic hormones, endocrine disruptors from modern chemical agriculture and the petrochemical plastifier industry. If we were making plastic from hemp, this wouldn't be happening.
And Lord knows we're all full of it. And that's why I can't lord this over anybody. But the pharmaceutical companies have caused this. They're one and the same. They're the flip side of the Joker card. You know, they're the same card as what? The petrochemical industry. The petrochemical industry and the pharmaceutical industry. They're the same company. One makes products out of the other. They're the same group. They're the same set of investors. And I've told people that if you don't care where you end up after this world, if you want to sort of end up in the recycling drain or whatever of karma or double lives or whatever you think the universe is, bet all your money on Blackwater, Kellogg Brown and Root, Halliburton, Merck, Pfizer, pharmaceutical, you know, Standard, or any oil company you can find, because you'll be sure to make money as long as there is really nasty stuff being done on planet Earth. On the other hand, if you sort of want to fight a different fight and maybe have a quality of life that doesn't make you feel sick and doesn't make you feel like you're just a scoundrel poisoning your sisters and brothers, your mothers and children, then you have to fight these groups, fight the Monsantos, fight the oil companies invading your cereal boxes. What, you know, better living through chemistry? No. Clean water, the stuff that runs downhill, as my grandfather said, should run downhill, and we should get clean water running uphill, and you do that, and you use the D-limonene and the orange TKO, use things to kill bacteria that work, that don't poison everybody.
Yeah.
And we have a functional society. What more do we need?
Well, we need to detoxify, of course. And, you know, talking with Dr. King from King Bio every week, we've covered easily a lot of these issues of the petrochemicals, the endocrine disruptors, the pesticides that are stuck into the breast tissue of women and men. And in this case, we don't look to remove lymphatic tissue. That's another thing that's really troubling, is that, oh, wow, it's in your lymph nodes. Let's remove your lymph nodes. Why is it there? It's trying to be detoxified. My God, your body knows what it is. Trying desperately. And you remove the drainage canal of the body. This is horrific. This is barbaric. And people with degrees, you understand why I call them degrees, do this stuff. Deadly degrees. It doesn't take a degree to cure or prevent cancer. In fact, if you have one, it's more likely that you're going to contribute to cancer. That is what has happened with academia in this case, in the scientific, pseudoscientific circles.
We got to stop caring about what the FDA, the NIH, the AMA say. You just have to stop. Have to stop. You got to go to your Walgreens and tell them to shut down their vaccine, their flu vaccine station. Say, no, hey, by the way, what you're doing here is lousy. I would never come here. I would never let anybody come here who I cared about. I'd tell them all about the vaccine scam. Or just be polite and say, do you know that what you're doing is actually causing a lot of illness? Do you, I mean, look, do you know it? Have you read the research? Next time I go to the Whole Foods, I'm going to go up to the girl and say, by the way, I checked your statement, and I'm not calling you a liar, but I'm telling you, nobody told you.
You didn't know. And I think we'll have more success in a place like Whole Foods, because I think people like that you're talking about that are literally ignorant because they've been told and they have to get a paycheck, they're more likely to respond than if we go to a corner drugstore, you know, where they'll look at you in a blank stare and they have no way in. They literally are on another planet, another universe, another reality. You have some semblance of a bridge that could be made at a Whole Foods. And I think even corporate Whole Foods, they're going to catch hell. They're already catching hell over the GMO issue. Then, you know, there are some internal memos that have been leaked that are showing that inside they know what's going on. They're somewhere. They're trying to do something about it. So I'm not willing to throw them out totally. But yes, I'm disgusted by what we found here, Liam. And I think that to be vocal at these Whole Foods, there can be a response to that as positive, because they have a primary mission that is different than the drugstores on the corner, even if though they've been engulfed and devoured by a large to a large degree. I think we can have success here with this.
Then if that's so, then it's our job to put up a table in front and to educate people going in and Whole Foods employees about what is happening. And you, an educator on this, I mean, we should go down there and say, we'd really like to hold a seminar about alternative breast cancer therapies and let you know that the pink thing is a giant scam. You're not raising awareness. You're racing for the cut, not the cure.
Racing for the cut. Now, the one thing I have found that has really bothered me over the years now, as Whole Foods has gotten bigger and more corporate and conglomerate, is it used to be you could, you know, go to a local Whole Foods and do a lecture, an informal lecture. They would support community thing. They have a community room. And now, because of the fear of lawsuits and legalities and the litigation, you'll not only have to sign away waiver, you have to have insurance to cover it. Not only that, they say, well, you can't talk about certain things that cure, right? If anything in this store can cure, you can't say that. I mean, literally, you are muzzled. It's like, what can you speak? You go there and you should put tape, duct tape over your mouth and say, this is what Whole Foods supports. The First Amendment no longer exists there. So that's the, you know, the larger it gets, the more they can control the speech. Whereas the mom and pop stores out there, which I, you know, I always support and maintain support of, they're actually allowing the kind of education that they can't control yet. They want to control it, the government, the regulators as such, but they can much easier when you get as big as Whole Foods has gotten.
Right. And the little ones are always going to try to be there. The big ones are always going to try to gobble up the little ones, but that's the fight, isn't it?
It is. Hey, we'd like to hear from you on this subject. Have you gone into a Whole Foods? Have you made them aware of this? If you do so, please call me. Let me know of your experience at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or put it on Facebook, tweet it out to me, whatever. Post it to my website. I'll approve it if you do something that's legitimate in that regard. We'll get it out there. This has been the Healing Revolution. Every Friday we do that. Dr. Frank King, thank you. Jack Hunter, the Southern Adventurer, thank you for being here. Liam Sheff, not only the conspiracy realist, but an investigative journalist like no other. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for being here to let loose on this.
Very, very important stuff.
No more pink ribbons and lemonade.
Please.
Yes.
We're going to be wearing the pill. We're going to talk
about that next week. There's a new thing to be wearing, and it's an awareness thing like nothing else, I'll tell you that. In the meantime, have a wonderful weekend. I'll be back on Sunday through GCN Live. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
So raise your glasses, you are wrong, in all the right ways, all night under the